Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Our final takeout comes from you, the listeners. Yesterday, we told you the story about Tim Smith. He's a gay Marine featured on a Memphis billboard that said, "I'm gay and I protected your freedom." It was put up by Memphis's Gay and Lesbian Community Center in the run-up to the National Coming Out Day on October 11th. That started a serious debate on our website, thetakeaway.org. Zach writes about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. "I served in the Army for 4 years and have come across soldiers that we thought might be homosexual. They did their jobs just as anyone else, but it becomes a nightmare to try to deal with the issues of having openly gay people serving. Once someone admits to being homosexual, it changes how people look at them and how they're dealt with." And in response to that, Travis writes, "Yes, the military does need to keep in mind how others will react to homosexuals, but I think we need to take the restriction off. If we shelter everyone from the truth about who they serve with, they will never think they know anyone who's gay and never associate gay men with the guys they've served with, and they'll only continue the stereotypes and the bigotry." And then KW had this to say, John.
"Well, it seems that in the U.S., the military is where integration and acceptance of all marginalized groups begins. This is why it needs to be clear that homosexuals are serving with distinction and always have been. This is also why it's been critical that women who want to serve be allowed to serve, and why not giving them equal recognition for equal sacrifice is a big problem. Gay troops in the military weren't on everybody's mind yesterday. We talked about David Letterman's office affairs and the problems when a boss sleeps with a subordinate. Al from Oklahoma City emailed us this. Before we jump to conclusions about workplace exploitation, we might be wise to wait for all the details. It's entirely possible that Letterman in no way forced himself on anyone, and he may have been involved in a totally consensual and mutual relationship with co-workers. In fact, that's our understanding. Granted, it may be risky with subordinates, but at some point, both parties have to take some responsibility," Al from Oklahoma City writes. He emailed us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. You can also try and reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Either way, you know how to find us.